I begged Stroeve to behave more wisely. His want of spirit was exasperating. "You're doing no good at all by going on like this," I said. "I think you'd have been wiser if you'd hit her over the head with a stick. She wouldn't have despised you as she does now." I suggested that he should go home for a while. He'd often spoken to me of the silent town somewhere up in the north of Holland where his parents still lived. They were poor people. His father was a carpenter, and they dwelt in a little old red-brick house, neat and clean, by the side of a sluggish canal. The streets were wide and empty. For 200 years the place had been dying, but the houses had the homely stateliness of their time. Rich merchants sending their wares to the distant Indies had lived in them calm and prosperous lives, and in their decent decay they kept still an aroma of their splendid past. You could wander along the canal till you came to broad green fields, with windmills here and there, in which cattle, black and white, grazed lazily. I thought that among those surroundings, with their recollections of his boyhood, Dirk Stroeve would forget his unhappiness. But he would not go. "I must be here when she needs me," he repeated. "It would be dreadful if something terrible happened and I was not at hand."